The Phillies looking for their third straight win, taking on the Braves. Odubel Herrera coming off a couple big games at the plate. We pick it up in the first, already 1-0 Phillies, and Tommy Joseph looking for more, facing Bartolo Colon.
And Tommy launches deep down the left field line. If it's fair, it's gone. It is gone! A two-run home run for Joseph. His 10th of the year, the Phillies lead it 3-0. So Tommy's done his last 29 games, 100 points better than his first 22 games. That one's pulled. That's a fair ball down the left field line. Odubel will coast home, and Tommy Joseph on his way to second base, and he will get there sliding. An RBI double, and it's 4-0 Phils. I don't think they can afford to send it back out there again.
No.
Two balls, two strikes. And it's pulled to right field. Markakis coming on. It's going to drop in front of him, and two runs will score. Cesar Hernandez has helped the Phils put another three spot up. And they now lead it 7-0. And he pulls it to right field. It is off the top of the wall. I think it's a home run, but the umpires haven't signaled. Now they do. It's a two-run home run for Odubel Herrera. And the Phillies now lead it 9-0. That ball is crushed deep to left center field. Enciarte going back. It is gone. A two-run home run for Altair. And the Phillies are on top 11-4.
The Phillies win 3 in a row for the first time since late April as they take it 11-4. Nick Pivetta picks up his first career win. Odubel Herrera, the first Phillies player with at least 3 extra base hits in consecutive games since Del Ennis in 1952. He's also the first Philly to hit 2 doubles in 3 straight games. Aaron Altair and Tommy Joseph each finished with 3 hits and 3 RBIs. The Phillies continue to play well at SunTrust Park, and Pete McKinnon talked about it afterwards.
Ballpark, and I think our hitters like the ballpark, especially Odubel, Herrera, and Altair and Joseph. We swing the bats very well, continuing to swing the bats well for 3 days now, and so that's great to see. We need to get Franco going. If we get Franco going in the very near future, we're going to be a much better team. Pivetta, first major league win, gave us 5 good innings. The thing I liked about him is he threw a lot of secondary pitches for strikes. He pitched backwards once or twice, which was, I think, very important from him. The thing I liked a lot was Garcia coming in that ninth inning. He threw 7 pitches, all strikes. Just went right after the hitters, which is what you like to see. Like I said before, sometimes a tie game going late in the game is just is tough, but so is holding a big lead because you don't want to screw it up. And so I think if the pitcher just worries about executing his pitches, he's better off. So he looks like the guy that we know he can be. And it's great to see. Like I said, I'm anxious for Franco to get back to where he's supposed to be. And he'll get there. He's going to hit what he's supposed to hit. He's going to hit 25 home runs and drive in 90 runs and get back to where he's supposed to be.
Nick Pivetta picks up his first career win. He spoke after the game.
I mean, I really limited my pitches down there. I got ahead of guys. Really utilized my changeup would help me out today, and really used my curveball to get over strikes. I think I did everything right for the most part. Let the game get a little away from me after that ball hit my hand, but I was able to battle back, and these guys really helped me out. They really helped me out.
Where did it get you?
Just in the meat of my hand. It's fine. I'll be good for my next start.
Did you have a little celebration?
Yeah.
What was that like?
Phenomenal. I mean, just something like that. It's what you dream of. It's nice. Getting that win, having those guys treat you that way, it's fun.
You dream of that?
I mean, just winning a baseball game. It's always the fun stuff that goes along with it, though. It's just part of it.
Tommy Joseph, another big game with 3 hits and 3 RBIs.
I mean, anytime you go in, first game of a series, you kind of want to get out to a lead. You want to make your pitcher feel comfortable, and we were able to do a little bit of that for Nick.
It seemed like, you know, top to bottom for the lineup, just a real good approach against Bartolo Colon. What was the thought process? You've seen him before. He's a guy that's relatively predictable, but he's had a lot of success. So what was the approach?
Yeah, he's been in the division for quite a while, so we've been able to face him quite a bit. He's one of those guys you can have success against him, or you can get yourself in trouble by, you know, kind of getting out of your approach because he's just throwing a bunch of strikes. So we know he's going to pound the zone, and you got to kind of early in the count pinpoint him and try to take advantage of him.
All right, a little bit of a scare for you over at second base. You run into the shortstop's leg. So how is the hand? Is everything fine? You're totally fine?
Yeah, I'm good to go.
Good to go. All right, well, good, because this team has won three in a row, and again, you continue to build, and you know, good things starting to happen. What's different about this team right now than maybe wasn't there 2 weeks ago?
Well, we're winning, so we're in a better mood.
Yeah.
So is the coaching staff. So, you know, that's a plus. And, I mean, anytime that you can, you know, score runs and pitch well, play good defense, you know, you're going to have success, and we've been able to do that here lately.
Up next, the series against the Braves continues on Tuesday with Aaron Nola on the hill.